Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Welcome to beautiful Vegas in Nevada as we are out here for yet another town hall. Tonight, Hannity, 9 Eastern, Fox News, as we'll be joined by Adam Laxalt. He's up by almost 2 points in the Real Clear Politics average. It's a very close race. It would be a huge pickup for the Republicans. Obviously, we were in Arizona yesterday. We did have a great time. People were great there. Very enthusiastic crowd. A lot of love for both Blake Masters running for Senate, Carrie Lake running for governor out there. You know, people are, well, why are you out on the road, Hannity? So that people can be aware of how there's an opportunity, an unprecedented opportunity here for Republicans to win. None of these states are easy to win. I've been saying this now for a long time. So I'm trying to call and bring as much attention to these races as I possibly can so that people understand that the Democrats now have put forth the single most radical slate of candidates I've ever seen since I've been on radio. And I don't even want to tell you what year I started. It was that long ago, 1987. First day I got behind a radio. You're laughing. You weren't even born yet. I know, right?
No,
that's
awesome. It's a legacy.
It's a legacy. Whatever you want to call it. It is what it is. I'm grateful to do this every day. So we're trying to bring attention. We now have all of this information emerging. I have incredible polls to share with you today. Let me start the show instead of bad economic news, which we've been doing way too much of. I'm beginning to think you may not want to hear it anymore, but I hate to tell you that it's going to get a lot worse. Somebody's got to tell you the truth. One of the reasons I tell you is that you can make decisions now based on where this is going. Every respected CEO in the financial world all sees that this is not going to be a soft landing recession. They're all predicting far worse and this to be much longer than initially thought. None of it surprises me. The one thing that you can absolutely bank on is that Democrats are not going to change course. You know, the difference between this modern Democratic radical socialist party and the Democratic Party of old is many of them believed all this crazy Adam Schiff. They believe this bullshit. You know, they just never said it. They kept it quiet. And they would try to, they could never get elected running on this stuff. They could never get a majority to pass legislation. They always tried to work through the courts, and that's why they wanted activists on the bench, because what they could never get done at the ballot box, what they could never get done legislatively, they would try to get done through judicial activism. Anyway, so here we are. We're going to have other announcements. We are here tonight. Adam Laxalt will be with us. Senator Tim Scott is flown all the way out from South Carolina, and he's running his own race. This is the third town hall he's joined us on. He's doing it because he knows it's that important that Republicans get a majority in the Senate. But I told you from the beginning, you got Florida, you got Georgia, you got North Carolina, You've got New Hampshire. You got Pennsylvania. You've got Ohio. You've got Missouri. You got Wisconsin. Then you've got Arizona, Nevada. These are all bellwether states. None of them are easy for Republicans to win statewide. I can see a scenario, and I'm being cautiously optimistic here. I'm not Pollyannish. I don't know how this is going to, you know, play out in the next 14 days. 2 weeks from today, it's election day in America. I mean, that's how fast it's coming. I've been telling you it was going to come fast. We're even looking very closely, which is why we've had Tavis Smiley is a friend of mine. By the way, we got our careers started together on the O.J. Simpson case. That's why he's a friend. We don't agree on anything, but anyway, we get along great. He actually is a good guy. So Tiffany Smiley in Washington is now within 3 points of defeating Patty Murray in the state of Washington. Now, that would be huge. Now, General Bolduc is now within 1 point in the state of New Hampshire. Now, he's got the support and endorsement of Governor Sununu. I'm thinking of going up to New Hampshire to see, because that now, to me, sounds like a winnable race. But all of these states are hard. Now, I've got news out of Colorado, of all places. A new poll came out today, and it's a one-point race. Joe O'Day, now I know some people don't like him on the conservative side because of, you know, some of the positions he takes. But I'll take anybody over Michael Bennett at this point. You know, anybody. But it's now a one-point race. Bennett was just added to roll call's list of top most vulnerable senators. And the last time Bennett won re-election, he did it with only 50% of the vote. Now, with, you know, 14 days till Election Day, this now, we have to look at states like New Hampshire, Colorado, and Washington State as being in play. Again, that's why we're following all these races, just like we're following Tudor Dixon, who's in a dead-even race with Gretchen Whitmer in the state of Michigan. That's why we're following Lee Zeldin running against Kathy Hochul in the state of New York. All these races are pretty fascinating. So anyway, starting with some good news, we have a Trafalgar poll. That's our friend Robert Cahaley just put out a poll where Walker now is leading Raphael Warnock by 2.4%. It's 48.9 versus 46.5 that still support Warnock. Warnock's campaign has just fell apart. Warnock, interestingly, all he's run are negative ads. When they debated, Herschel cleaned his clock. And considering he's going up against, you know, a pastor, usually a pastor is pretty articulate, used to speaking before crowds. No, he was as flat as can be. It was an awful debate performance by Raphael Warnock. The worst part of it for him is he wouldn't answer a single solitary question. And Herschel was transparent. He had the appropriate amount of aggressiveness. Got a lot of debates tonight. We got Tudor Dixon and Gretchen Whitmer 2.0. This is their second debate. The one debate you'll have between Oz and Fetterman. We'll have highlights tonight that we'll play. Last night you had DeSantis. Oh my gosh, he just ate Charlie Crist lunch, and I don't know. I got the impression DeSantis didn't even prep for the debate. He didn't need to. It's like he went in there and he just tore him to shreds. It was a great debate. Anyway, so the Trafalgar poll, now as recently as late September, some polls had Warnock up by as many as 12 points. Walker first, if you remember, he closed within three by the start of October, kept building momentum. One key was his performance with African-Americans and Hispanic voters, extremely strong for any Republican. He's now getting 23.5% of the African-American vote and 40% of the Hispanic vote. If that holds in Georgia, he will be the next senator from Georgia. If that holds, if these numbers. And by the way, Cahaley has a pretty darn good track record of being right and being ahead of the curve. Emerson had it at a 2-point race. Insider Advantage, Matt Towery had it at a 2-point race. But that's a week and a half ago. That's an eternity ago. Now, take all of these polls with a little bit of a grain of salt, because at the end of the day, can you fix that on the computer? Thanks. At the end of the day, the only poll that's going to matter is Election Day, 14 days from now. There's a poll out today. Now, Adam Laxalt is winning, but it's a narrow margin. Nevada, not the easiest state for a Republican to win. By the way, thanks to all our friends at our affiliate out here, KDON Radio. They're awesome people. Anyway, as part of the latest NRSC poll that came out, more people in Nevada believe that Catherine Cortez Masto's policies have hurt the state rather than help the state. 76% say higher prices have been difficult or a hardship in Nevada. 84% higher gas prices. By the way, gas prices out here are through the roof. I mean, it's amazing. Where were we? I don't even remember. We were in, maybe it was Georgia. Somebody had really low gas prices. Now we're like, it's like five. I'm seeing $5 a gallon gasoline here again, as usual. Anyway, 76% say that it's, they're having higher prices are causing hardship for their families. It's making life difficult. 84% saying higher gas prices have had a lot of impact on their family, the economy, inflation, crime, open borders, immigration, election issues, Second Amendment rights. Those are the top issues for people in Nevada. More people believe that Adam Laxalt policies will make things better for their personal finances and their safety in their town, city, community, wherever they happen to live. Been a lot of crime in Nevada, you know. And the thing is, nobody even knows who Senator Masto is. And the reason you don't know or hear about her is because she doesn't do anything worth paying attention to. She's a rubber stamp for Schumer. You might as well have Schumer or Gavin Newsom representing Nevada. Anyway, so she's done very little to nothing. Apparently, this came out today. This was Breitbart, or came out earlier in the summer. I just saw it, went back and looked last night with doing my research. Biden's 2020 campaign paid a private security firm owned by Cortez Masto's husband, Paul, who was friends with Hunter, and asked for work from the Biden family while Joe Biden was vice president. Those emails were on the laptop from hell of Hunter Biden, and it revealed that Masto's husband, Paul, that was friends with Hunter, and they discussed Masto's security company. And in his email to Hunter, he called Hunter his, quote, buddy, and asked if his buddy Hunter knew anyone that needed his security services. Anyway, Adam Laxalt has ripped Cortez Masto for the shady business dealings with the Biden family syndicate. That is now, you know, beginning to resonate here in Nevada. And then you have, let's see. Oh, by the way, Oz is up by 4 heading into tonight's debate against Fetterman. It's not an easy position for Oz to be in because he's a doctor. He's dealing with somebody that's struggling cognitively. You're dealing with a situation where it's going to be a very slow debate in all likelihood because you have John Fetterman clearly impaired, and we wish him the best of health. This isn't personal, our disagreement. It's political. But now he's going to have to, you know, read closed caption, and he's got a teleprompter in front of him. So Oz has to, you know, I'm sure Oz knows these issues backwards and forwards. He's been traveling the state. It shouldn't be hard. It's just, it's a unique set of circumstances. Biden and Obama are going to Pennsylvania on November 5th to try and bail out Fetterman. I don't think it's going to work. Police groups dumped Catherine Cortez Masto back in May to back Adam Laxalt out here. Masto called police systemically racist while the riots were going on in the summer of 2020. I think we should be reforming our police departments and rethinking how we police in the 21st century to address what we see as the systemic racism across the country. I'm looking at a police reform bill right now, and it just came out today, so I'm reviewing it. And we've got to address the systemic racism that we see and the societal change that we need to address. In other words, she's a defund, dismantled, no bail law, radical extremist Democrat. This one thing that we're picking up, I see it in Pennsylvania, I see it in Georgia, is that African-American voter enthusiasm has Democrats hitting the panic button. Now, put aside the demographics here. Whatever your background happens to be, every American needs to ask themselves, are you better off than you were now since Joe Biden's been your president? How is the economy doing? How do you like 41 year high on inflation? How do you like record high gas prices we've never seen before. How do you like wide open borders and we're paying for all of it? How do you like the fact that most cities have adopted this no bail law, defund, dismantle mentality? How do you think your kids are doing in their public schools? Are Democrats serving your best interest and making your life better? Are they working for you? If you answer, yeah, you like what you see, then vote Democrat. If not, it's time to make a change. Things were a lot better off under Donald Trump. That's for sure. I know, mean tweets and everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers.
Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Let's roll along in Nevada. Can't say Nevada. Can't say Nevada. Nevada. It's Nevada.
Simple. I mean, you can say it. You're going to get yelled at, but you can say it.
Definitely. Why are people so upset?
I wouldn't do a town hall in Nevada if you were going to be in front of a bunch of Nevadans.
That's a great way to put it. Nevada.
Just saying.
You always got it wrong. You would always say the wrong thing.
Oh, my God.
I corrected you for years.
Because the lightning is coming. You're going to get struck. You know that's total Adam Schiff.
Whoa, stealing my lines. Whoa. By the way, you know Adam Schiff knows that I use his name that way.
I think he loves it. In his heart, he always wanted to be a star.
I don't think being that is a star.
I think that he's a sad human being, and I think he likes it.
I think he is probably... There's something really off with him. One day, we're going to find out what it is. It's not going to be any day
soon.
Can somebody keep that thing from coming up? Because I can't.
Well, you know what's happening?
If I can read it.
The problem is that
useless.
The battery keeps dying. You know?
Thank you. That's better.
It's very annoying.
It's very annoying. Anyway, so we're here tonight. We have the town hall for Adam Laxalt. He's going to join us. We'll be joined by Senator Tim Scott. He's flying in all the way from South Carolina, which is really cool of him. We'll be joined by Mike Lee of Utah. Boy, a lot of shenanigans going on in Utah. We're going to lay that out for you tonight. Leo and Larry, they're going to come into our makeshift radio studio later today, so we'll check in with them today. But the bottom line is everything is in play. 14 days from today, it'll be election night in America. Are you ready? All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We are in beautiful Vegas in Nevada and looking forward to tonight's town hall. You know, it is fun. I will tell you, it's a lot to go on the road. And I'd been out there for so many years that at one point I just had to find some time to be a father. And so I got off the road for a lot of years, but we went back on the road in 2015 and 2016, and it's fun to be out with people. I will tell you, I'm very encouraged by the crowds. We can fill these venues 1,000 times over. The demand to get into these town halls has been unbelievable. They're fun to do. The candidates have been great. All these races are winnable. So there's a certain energy out there that, hey, that we can really do this. And it's all going to be in your hands in 14 days. I don't want to be Pollyannish. I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. I'm just saying what the possibility is real. The possibility that we win, not only win the House by a big margin, but on a really great night, I can see us winning Florida. We're going to be with Rubio and DeSantis on Thursday of this week in Florida. And then I could see Herschel winning in Georgia. I could see, obviously, Tim Scott's going to win. Obviously, Rand Paul's going to win. Obviously, John Kennedy's going to win. Obviously, Charles Grassley is going to win. James is predicting for 53. All right, we'll get to our staff predictions. We'll get to that. I hope you're right. Then, where was I? North Carolina, I think Ted Budd, his Real Clear Politics average is 4. He can win. I really believe that Bolduc, Don Bolduc, General Bolduc can win in New Hampshire. That is a huge pickup if Republicans. Now, Maggie Hassan is no difference than the, you know, Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada. There's no difference. You don't hear about these people. I bet most of you listening don't even know who these people are because they're so irrelevant. All they are is a reliable left-wing Schumer, Biden, socialist, Democratic Party vote. They go along. They do nothing else. They don't have a single original thought in their head, it seems. They lead on nothing. They just show up on voting day and they, which button do I push? I mean, that's pretty much their contribution to their state. So it's kind of sad. So I can see that happening. Oz is, has made incredible strides in Pennsylvania, but I'm not taking that for granted. I can't believe anybody in Pennsylvania would vote for a guy that has advocated for releasing more convicted murderers than John Fetterman. I can't believe the guy wants to open up and release a third to half of prisoners in Pennsylvania. The guy literally, he wants the taxpayers to pay for heroin injection sites. He wants a sanctuary state in Pennsylvania. I mean, this is stuff nobody's ever heard before. Abortion, no restrictions. He was a horrible mayor. This is a guy that chased an innocent African-American jogger down the street, according to the jogger, pointed a shotgun at his chest, held him captive until the police showed up and no crime had been committed anywhere. Nothing had happened. I mean, there's something off with this guy. Never mind the issues involving a stroke. He's beyond a Bernie supporter. This guy is the most radical person. Anyway, they have their debate tonight. We're watching that. Mandela Barnes, same thing. Another radical. Raphael Warnock, another radical. Tim Ryan is a phony radical in Ohio. Masto's done nothing out here in Nevada. If you go to Arizona, Mark Kelly, you might as well have Chuck Schumer as your senator in Arizona. He's so bad. Anyway, so I think all those races are winnable. And then you throw in the possibility, if you want to be a dreamer, Republicans could win Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina. They can win Louisiana. They can win New Hampshire. They can win Pennsylvania. They can win Wisconsin. They can win Iowa. They can win, you know, all over the country. Eric Schmidt will win in Missouri. I think that Adam Laxalt has an awesome opportunity here, but it's still, it's less than a 2-point race when you look at the Real Clear Politics average. Now, Laxalt's up, but it's a tight race. It shouldn't be this tight. You know, and it, all of it comes down to, are you better off? Then I think we can win. I do believe Mark Kelly is beatable. I think Blake Masters can win. I think Carrie Lake is going to win. And then I'm looking at Tiffany Smiley in the state of Washington, and I'm thinking she could win and she could beat absolutely Patty Murray out there. Then you're looking at Joe O'Dea is taking on Michael Bennett, and he's within 1 point. He was down 10 points, you know, 3 weeks ago. So now Colorado's in play. He's, listen, I think on principles, he's got issues with Trump. I think in his state, he felt it was better that he distanced himself from it. That's my take. He's certainly, I'll take him over, you know, Michael Bennett, who's a reliable Schumer vote and a reliable New Green Deal socialist vote. What?
But we're not, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really care if they like Trump or not. I mean, I thought that Trump did a wonderful job as president, putting it all aside. And to the end of this day, I'll never understand. You don't have to like Trump. You know, you're not having dinner with him. He's just running the country. And, you know, there's lots of CEOs that are total jerks.
I've had dinner with him a couple of times.
But I'm just saying, like, how many CEOs do you know that are just wonderful people? They're so nice. You can't wait to hang out with them. That's not their job to be nice. Their job is to get the job done. As far as I'm concerned, you need to do what's good for your state. And that's the end of it. You're not fighting your opponent. You are fighting milk prices and gas prices and mortgage prices and everything else.
No, I agree. Other news we have, a poll shows 71% of Americans now think the country is heading in the wrong direction. 71%. Now, with that number, no Democrat should win unless you're in a gerrymandered district where it's, you know, every radical in your district is out there voting and there's no Republicans in the district. Anyway, this is by Hart Research and Associates and Public Opinion Strategies in a poll for NBC. 71% of voters think that America's headed in the wrong direction. Well, I hate to reinforce it, but we're headed in the wrong direction. You know, Biden's closing argument for Democrats and bringing in Obama, who doesn't want to be there. I'm telling you right now, he's going to Pennsylvania on November 5th. I want every Pennsylvania to remember that it was Obama that said, you know, you're a bunch of bitter Americans that cling to your guns, your God, your Bibles, and your religion. Just a vicious comment. I couldn't believe he won. You know, on every measure, there's not a single thing Democrats can point to which say, wow, we're really successful here. So we'll watch them. They're going to do a few states. I think they're going to Georgia. I think they're going to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure the other state that they're going to. But anyway, they're going to try and deploy last minute. And one thing I can tell you about Obama, he's lazy. He doesn't want to do it. And I don't think he likes Joe Biden either. You know, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. That quote is directly from Barack Obama. Anyway, so we'll watch some of these debates. Interesting, James Carville is not a dummy. We've had some fun debates over the years. Anyway, he made the comment that the Democratic Party needs to stop listening to elite coastal people who push identity politics. James, that's all you've done your entire career. I know you like to have Democrats pretend that they're moderate. They're not doing that anymore. You're not going to get elected. You won't win your primary as a Democrat anymore. So I think Carville might be a little out of touch. Anyway, he said that, and former Democratic National Committee Chair Howard Dean said, I'll make this prediction right now. We'll pick up 2 to 3 in the Senate and pick up the House, and we'll pick up seats in the House and not lose them. Carville, I agree with you if we execute an obvious strategy that is right in front of us, but if we keep this kind of NPR foundation strategy of identity left politics, we are going to lose. Well, Carville's right, and Howard Dean is wrong. If we pick up the banner and say, they have a plan, this is our plan, you didn't believe them when they told you they would overturn Roe, guess what? They did. You better believe them when they tell you they'll get rid of Social Security and Medicare, because they do. Now, I told you there are three things the Democrats run on. January 6th, hating Trump. They run on the Roe decision, the Dobbs decision, and the other is the old playbook. James Carville, that is right out of the old playbook. There's not a single Republican, not one, that is running on the idea of getting rid of, eliminating, cutting Social Security or Medicare. Not one, but they say it every election year. Just like they claim every Republican is racist, every Republican is sexist, misogynist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, transphobic. They want dirty air and water, and they want grandma and grandpa to eat only dog or cat food. And then a Republican will put them in a wheelchair and throw them over a cliff. That's their caricature of what it means to be a Republican. You know, the phrase that Carville should be using, it's the economy, stupid. Carville knows better. He knows they're in for a shellacking. He's not dumb. He's just not saying it. But anyway, the infamous strategy, you know, it was James Carville that coined the phrase, it's the economy, stupid. James, you know, go back, follow your old philosophy. It's the economy, stupid. 41-year high of inflation, record high gas prices. You know, I found this information. I'm kind of pissed off at myself that I didn't have it yesterday when we were in Arizona. But during the height of the 2020 riots in the summer, now nothing, by the way, is working, in case you're interested. In the summer of 2020, 574 riots, dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops pelted with bricks, you know, bottles, Molotov cocktails. Anyway, billions in property damage. We found out that Mark Kelly, who, thank you, now we have it in five places. We appreciate it. All five of you doing great. We found out Mark Kelly said we need reform to policing. Apparently said it. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Yeah. During the height of the riots, he said it on a radio program. We have some deep systemic issues here with racism. So they weren't out there condemning the riots. Mark Kelly wasn't condemning the riots. He was talking about systemic racism. The Arizona Police Association have now endorsed Blake Masters, just like the Border Patrol people are endorsing Blake Masters out in Arizona. On behalf of the Arizona Police Association, I am pleased to announce our endorsement of Blake Masters in Arizona. According to the APA president, Justin Harris, Blake will always have the back of our men and women in blue. He will defend our Constitution. He believes strongly in enforcing the rule of law. And as Arizona's next senator, Blake will work with at the federal level to stop drugs from flowing into our communities, call attention to the rise of violent crime in our cities. He's right. Every Republican is running on this. Keep it simple, stupid. The economy, yes. Record high inflation. Check, 41-year high. Record high gas prices, double what it was under Trump and going higher. As soon as the election is over, all of a sudden, gas prices are going to skyrocket. Natural gas prices are going to skyrocket. We're risking that all of New England, their entire heating grid may go out and power grid may go out because they don't have enough natural gas to power the thing. I mean, that's a pretty frightening scenario. What else do we have? Newt Gingrich. It's interesting. He's saying the Republicans could win up to 7 seats in the Senate. I love Newt for his optimism. I think that's he said anywhere between 20 and 50 seats in the House. And I hope he's right, but he's saying that he's basically looking at it the way we're looking at it. Every Senate race I just mentioned is a winnable Senate race. There's no doubt about it. Laxalt, by the way, has made a big push and is gaining with Hispanic Americans right here in the state of Nevada. And what happens here in Nevada, I'm telling you, may determine who controls, you know, the Senate. Who knows? All of these states. That's why we're going to them all. Anyway, what happens in Vegas is going to be a big deal. What happens in Nevada will be a big deal. There was a Real Clear Politics article about, will the Democrats now lose the West Coast? That's a pretty interesting observation. Speaking of Arizona, we were talking about it a moment ago. Katie Hobbs was caught flat-footed on the question of whether she'd force Arizona students to get the COVID vaccine. If you can't answer that easy question, you have no business running for any office, anytime, any place, anywhere. Carrie Lake is just torching her left and right and her unwillingness to even debate. She's now saying that Katie Hobbs will make Arizona California 2.0. Mark Kelly's campaign spokesperson called police worthless effing pigs. Mark Kelly, anybody in the media mob going to ask him that question? I tend to doubt it. So that's what's at stake here. Everything's in play. Everything's winnable. And it's just a matter of whether or not we, the American people, get out and vote. Because if you do, you can change the country and we can have political, shock waves. We could have a political earthquake unfold in this country. Can you imagine if we won in Colorado a Senate seat? If we won in the state of Washington a Senate seat? If we won the New York governorship? Just imagine. It's fun to imagine things. Let your imagination run wild. Now, what?
No, I was just thinking, those are all states where they've legalized pot. So I think if we just let them smoke while they're voting, they'll all go. It'll be great.
Maybe free weed at the polls.
Hey, listen, that's what Joey said. Let's give them water. They got a long wait. If you're a pothead,
bring
your vape. You'll be fine. You'll make it.
Heard a sad story. Apparently a kid took one of the weed gummies.
Yeah. The THC. She killed him 4 years old.
Yeah. The weed gummies.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what?
She wanted him to sleep. She was very busy.
Kids are now, the weed is so strong today that this psychosis that is now identified by hospitals, and they're getting more of those cases than anything else, or they're just getting fentanyl overdoses.
The border's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Everything's fine.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.